See the problem? This is Mr. Robertson, Mike Robertson from London Broadcasting Company. It's a very prominent news program in London, and he wanted to interview you, ask some questions.
Good evening. Nice to meet you. Look, I just spend 1 or 2 minutes
waiting for the microphone. No, take that.
Well, that'd be lovely. Okay. Shall I explain the program, perhaps, that's easier?
Sure.
We do a religious program for 2.5 hours on a Sunday, which covers all different religions. And what we'd like is, people in London have seen, you know, many members of the Hare Krishna movement on Oxford Street. And if you could explain more about the Hare Krishna movement, how it was formed, what you believe, this sort of idea, so that people would have a, you know, better understanding of the movement.
And I'll just set up a tape recorder first.
Could we just talk for a minute or two so that we could get all this set up, if you'd like? Just to tell me, you're going to India tomorrow, is that correct?
Yes, I'm leaving tomorrow.
And when did you come into England?
About 7 years ago.
I see. It's just I'm setting a level, that's...
Yeah.
Your Grace, could I ask you first how you pronounce your name?
Bhaktivedanta Swami.
She's very, very difficult, isn't it? Yeah. Now, I understand you're the founder of the Hare Krishna movement.
Yes.
Can you tell me how it came to be founded?
Within the name.
That's the name, is it?
Yes.
I see, thank you. And what's he pointing at?
He wanted you to see how it was pronounced.
Spelled.
Oh, thank you very much. Can you tell me how the Hare Krishna movement came to be founded?
He can tell new things. These ordinary things he can say.
Mm. It's being recorded now.
Huh?
It's being recorded directly from radio program now.
Srila Prabhupada was a student of a great spiritual teacher in India, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
There's no problem with me asking him questions, is there?
Well, these are just these preliminary questions he prefers to discuss, mostly the philosophical side. This is like background.
So perhaps if I could interview with you as well.
It
would perhaps be easier if I could do that one first.
And okay.
You could answer the ones that you feel.
All right.
well, we're going to have problems with microphones, aren't we? Just one minute. So which questions would he be happier answering? Sort of what you believe, that sort of?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then develop from there.
Yeah.
And you're perhaps
questions. Them.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry about that. If I ask you a few questions about what you believe and that sort of along those lines, and then I'll get some of the background material from some of your other members of the movement. Can you tell me what you believe? What is the philosophy of the Hare Krishna movement?
It is not a question of belief. It is a science. The spiritual movement, just like a man is living and he's dead, What is the defilement? The defilement is that this spirit soul or the living force is out of the body. Therefore, he is called dead body. So there are two things anyone can appreciate. One, this body, and other, the living force of the body. So we are speaking of the living force of the body. That is the difference between material and spiritual. As such, in the beginning it is very difficult for ordinary man to understand what is our movement. But our movement begins when one understands that he is soul or something other than this body. Then this movement begins.
And when we understand that?
You can understand at any moment, but it requires little brain. Just like a child is growing or changing the body. The child is becoming a boy, and the boy is becoming a young man. The body is changing, but the child cannot understand that his body is changing. Actually, the body is changing. So, the young man's body is also changing. The old man's body. Therefore, the conclusion is that the body is changing. And the occupier of the body, it is the same. So, on this logic, the occupier being the same and the body is changing, it is to be concluded that when this body is changed, we get another body. This is called transmigration of the soul.
So, when people die,
yes,
it is just the physical body that dies?
Yes. That is explained very elaborately.
Mm.
Just in the Bhagavad Gita, na jayate na mriyate va kadachit na hannate hannavane sarire.
Are you there referring to references of
yes,
the scriptures?
Yes, so many references.
I see.
It is a series of education. What is that?
Na jayate mriyate va kadachin naiham bhutva bhavitava na bhuya ajo nichakshashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul, there is never birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever-existing, undying, and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain.
Thank you very much, Sharida. So, can you explain to me just a bit more, if the soul is undying, does everybody's soul go to be with God when they die? Do you
not
have a belief in a heaven or a hell? Or?
Not necessarily. If he is qualified, if he qualifies himself in this life, to go back home, back to Godhead, then he can go. If he does not qualify himself, that he gets another material body. And there are 8,400,000 different forms of body. And according to his desire and karma or activities, the nature, laws and nature gives him a body. Just like a man infects some disease and he develops that disease. Is it difficult to understand?
It's very difficult to understand all of it. Perhaps
now,
we can
suppose
go back.
Somebody has infected some smallpox disease.
Mm, yes.
So after 7 days, it develops. what is that called, that period?
Incubation. Incubation, is that the word?
Incubation. Another technical, yes. That it after some time, the disease comes. There is a technical name. Anyway, so you cannot avoid it. If you have infected some disease, it will develop by nature's law. It is not possible to avoid it. Similarly, during our this life, we are in association with different modes of material nature, and that will decide what kind of body we are going to get next life. That is under strictly under the laws of nature. Everything is under the laws of nature. You have no control over it. You are completely dependent. But people, on account of dull brain, they think that they are free. They are not free. They are imagining they are free. That is completely under the laws of nature. So this next birth will be decided according to my activities, this life, sinful or pious, blind.
Your Grace, if we perhaps could go back over that just for a minute. You said nobody is free.
Yes.
But are you saying that if we live a good life, we in some way determine our future as well?
Yes.
So we are free to choose insofar as what we believe is important. I mean, religion is important because if we believe in God and live a good life...
There is no question of belief. Don't bring this question. Belief. It is law. Just like there is government. You believe or not believe, who cares for you? There is God. Similarly, you believe or not believe, there is God. If you don't believe in God and do independently whatever you like, then you will be punishable.
I see.
Yes.
Does it matter what religion you believe? Does it matter which religion you believe? Would it matter if one was a devotee of Hare Krishna?
It is not the question of which religion. It is the question of science. So what is your position? You are a spiritual being. You are under the laws of nature. So you may believe, just like you may believe in Christian religion, I may believe in Hindu religion. But it does not matter that a Christian child is not going to become a boy. We are talking on the science that the child becomes a boy. This is natural law. It is not that because you are Christian, you are becoming a boy, or because I am Hindu, I am becoming. Everyone becomes a boy. So similarly, the laws of nature is applicable to everyone. You believe this religion or that religion, it doesn't matter.
So you're saying there's only one God, and provided we believe in that one God?
Yes. One God, one God's law, nature's law, and we are all under that nature's law, under the control of the Supreme. So if we think that we are free, we can do independently, that is our foolishness.
I see. Can you explain to me then what difference it makes being a member of the Hare Krishna movement?
Hare Krishna movement means one who is serious to understand the science. He is a member of Hare Krishna movement. There is no question of he belongs to some group, he belongs to some group. Anyone, student, just like in a college, students can be admitted. He may be a Christian, he may be Hindu, he may be a Mohammedan, it doesn't matter. It is a science to understand.
And what difference will it make to him, having being taught what the Hare Krishna teaches?
This is the beginning of education, that you are a spirit soul. Because you are a spirit soul, you are changing body. This is the understanding, beginning ABCD.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the body is finished, annihilated, you are not finished. You get another. Just like you have got this coat and shirt, if you change tomorrow, you come to me in another shirt, another coat, that means you are not finished. That these signs has to be understood. Then one can make progress about the Hare Krishna movement.
I'm beginning to understand, but what I'm finding difficult is, for instance, we see on Oxford Street a lot of people who are handing out Hare Krishna literature.
Yes.
Now,
this is the literature, how to convince them about the spiritual life.
And you're really not concerned whether or not they join the Hare Krishna movement?
It doesn't matter. One must be, our mission is to educate. People are in ignorance. They are living in fool's paradise, that this he is in body, but so when the body is finished, everything is finished. That is foolishness.
And you're basically just concerned to tell them that there's a spiritual dimension to life.
Yeah.
And if they then were to find that
education,
spiritual dimension in something like the Anglican Church, that would not worry you.
I do not know what is that.
It's the English Church. The English Church.
We are concerned with the educational propaganda that you are not this body. The body is your covering, certain code. Within the body you are living. And as you are, spirit soul, you have got so many things to know.
Oh, sorry, could I just change the tape?
Yeah.
Very sorry. Thanks. Perhaps if we can pick up where we were, if you could just carry on. Perhaps if I can carry on from where I was, that what I'm trying to understand is the difference it makes a person being a member.
Try to understand this, that as you have got experience of change of body, have you got or not?
Yes, I've got the difference there.
Similarly, the so-called death is also change of body. This has to be understood first.
Yes, I think I got that far. Now, if we could go on from there, when then we said that, you said that it therefore made a difference in the life after death, how you lived.
Yes.
That there were natural laws that determined that.
Yes. The process is that the spirit soul is invisible in our material life. It's very small. So, after the destruction of this gross body, there is another body, subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego. So at the time of death, when finishing this body, mind works. So, according to that process, the mind carries the small spirit soul to another body. Just like the air carries the flavor. Nobody can see where from this rose flavor is coming. But it is being carried by the air. Very subtle. You cannot see, but it is being done. Similarly, the soul is very subtle. It is being carried by the mind. According to the mind, he enters into the womb of another mother through the seminar of the father, and then he develops a particular type of body given by the mother. It may be human being, it may be cat, dog, or anything.
So we will come back in another body?
Yes. Then, that's when the body is developed, it comes out. And is what we need.
Are you saying that we were perhaps a body, something else before we were born as well?
Yeah.
And we keep coming back in something else next time?
Oh, yeah.
And how long does this go on?
This is going on. This is going on because you are eternal. According to your work, you are simply changing body. Therefore, you should be educated how to stop this business, how to remain in our original spiritual body. And that is Krishna consciousness.
Oh, I see. So if I gain Krishna consciousness, I wouldn't have the threat of coming back as a dog or something like that?
No.
Can you
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
God said like that, that anyone who understands me, because one cannot understand God with material speculation, that is not possible. When he comes on the spiritual platform, then he gets the required brain to understand what is God. And if he understands God, what he is, then he does not get any more of this material body. He goes back to it.
And then he is with
then
God
he
forever.
Leaves
is that right?
He leaves eternity. No more change of body.
I see. Yeah. Now, we've had two readings from your scriptures. Where do these scriptures come from? Can you explain that briefly?
It is coming from Vedic literature, which is eternal, that is also eternal. But when there is creation, this creation, material creation, anything, material creation, just like this microphone, is a material creation. So how to deal with it? There is some literature. Is it not?
Sorry, how to deal with the microphone?
Yes, there is some literature.
There's some literature explaining.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yes, so that literature comes along with the creation of the microphone.
That's right, yes.
Yes, so similarly, the Vedic literature comes about immediately with the creation.
I see, so these scriptures have been in existence since we have, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
What about other scriptures? Other religions have got their scriptures.
Any scripture,
do you believe,
any
do you accept
like
them?
They say, example, the literature issued along with the manufacturer of this microphone is bona fide.
Mm.
So if anyone follows that bona fide literature, he can deal with it.
Mm. Mm.
Other is a bogus.
I see. Well, if we could take something which I believe you feel fairly strongly about, and that's some of the other Eastern cults and the gurus.
Now that I cannot study.
Yes. But can you explain to me why it is that...
Far I know, they do not know anything. They simply come and bluff and cheat, that's all.
I see. One of the big differences is that you seem to be...
The difference is they are not following the original literature.
I see.
They are manufacturing their own literature.
Oh,
that is the difference.
Mm. I mean, one of the big differences I'm noticing is that you're stressing
not
very
authorized.
Much science and rational thinking.
Yes.
And they very often stress feeling, which doesn't seem to...
When there is something wrong, you just consult the original things, not any literature issued by a bogus man.
Can you explain to me then the place of feeling in your religion? The place
feeling,
of emotions?
Our feeling is that we are dealing with the genuine thing.
And can we, if we can go on from that, everybody seemed to chant Hare Krishna
yes, that is the easiest process to become purified, especially given in this age, because people are so dull that they cannot understand spiritual understanding very easily. So, in order to purify him, this chanting is specially offered, that if he chants Hare Krishna, then his brain becomes purified to understand spiritual things.
You say it's the simplest one. Are there presumably other chantings that maybe you yourself use?
I don't think there is any other chanting.
I see.
This is the only chanting. Where is the other chanting?
No, I was asking you if
there
was...
You can manufacture so many, but this is the only chanting.
I see.
Yes.
Let's see what else. You founded the movement, I believe, was it 10 years ago, is that?
Yes.
That's correct. Why was it that you left it so till you were so late in life before you founded it?
I must be prepared, I must be bona fide to preach.
And how do you become qualified?
Yeah.
How did you become qualified then?
That is a spiritual process.
And so you presumably had
yes.
your teachers just as you now are teaching many other people.
If one is going to pass every examination, he must be qualified.
I see.
Not that all of a sudden one becomes heavy. He must be qualified.
And so what are you doing now? You've come to England for a brief stay. I gather you travel a lot.
Just to guide my disciples, to see how they are doing things, that's all.
And you do that or travel around the world, don't you?
Yes. But now I'm getting old, so it is a little difficult for me. Still, I have to do and come and see.
And that is your mission in life, is it, too?
Yes. I've established it. I want to see that it is not spoiled.
I see. Can you tell me how you feel led? You know, how you are guided to do what you do?
Well, guided the books, just like I told you, the literature.
So it's from your scriptures that you learn that you've got to
got
do this?
So many literature. We're explaining in English. Guide, it is not manufactured. The guide is from the beginning. Simply one has to take that guidance, then everything is all right. And if we manufacture guidance, then it's fine. Just like in the literature on this microphone, he says that this should be like this, this should be like this, number two should be on the side of number four. You cannot make any change. Then it is boring.
Now, we've talked for some time concerning spiritual matters and the philosophy of Hare Krishna. How does it affect the way people live?
Yes, because he's suffering for want of this knowledge. He is understanding himself that he is the body. Suppose if you misunderstand that you are coat and shirt, and see the soap and wash the coat and shirt, will you be happy? Will you be happy?
No, I won't.
Yes. So simply all these rascals, that simply washing the coat and shirt, they have no information that what is there within the coat and shirt. They have no information. Ask anybody. All rascals will say, yes, I am Englishman, I am this court. So, I am thinking like an Englishman, that is hard. But what you are, he cannot say.
I see.
You are thinking, that is your mind. You are having this body, that is your body. But what you are, who is thinking about this? Nobody.
So, by understanding the Krishna.
Misunderstanding. The whole civilization, the modern civilization, misunderstand. The Atma Buddhi, just like cats and dogs. Suppose if you become very proud, I am Englishman. Why you have come here? And the dogs bark, why you have come here? So what is the difference? What is the difference? He's thinking I'm dog, you are thinking Englishman, I'm thinking Indian. There's no difference. So if we keep people in darkness of dog's mentality and declare we are advancing civilization, most misguided.
I see. And so when people are taught, they will then understand. But what I would also like to know is, how will it affect the way they live in sort of purely the way they go about
living,
their life?
They're living, these boys are living. It is not very real. They are not dying, they are living.
Yes, I accept that completely, but I want to know what differences, if you could tell me basically what differences it makes to their life.
That if you accept this mode of life, it is very simplified and no botheration, and you make your spiritual progress very easily. If you take otherwise, then it is difficult.
But are you asking people, if they accept your teachings, to retreat from the world, like, for instance, the people who are surrounding us now?
No, they are not retreated. What do you mean by retreat? I'm using this microphone. What is retreatment?
Sorry, maybe retreat was the wrong word, but are you asking them, for instance, if I was to become a member of the movement?
No, we are asking that use this microphone for spreading Krishna consciousness, not for sense gratification.
Not for?
Sense gratification.
Pleasing the senses.
Ah, thank you.
That is, the microphone is the same. The politician can speak all nonsense, and the so-called scientists may speak all nonsense of going to the Mars planet, but we don't talk all nonsense.
Yes, if we could just put one more tape on it. No, if I can explain to you the question I'm trying to ask, which I'm finding difficult, obviously, to explain. Obviously, the members of the movement who are here have made a definite sort of decision that you've decided. They've decided, for instance, to dress differently, and they're dressing now in what would appear to be an Indian style. Is it necessary to do that, or could I carry on being a member of a radio station and still be a member of the Hare Krishna movement?
Oh, yes.
That would be very nice.
That would be very nice.
If I phrase it a bit differently, I gather that the Hare Krishna movement also has some concern for areas of the world where there's suffering.
Yes,
physical
we have
suffering.
Not the only concern. Others, they're simply avoiding. They have no responsibility. They are talking all nonsense.
Yes, okay. But you have, apart
we
from.
We have got real responsibility. These people are being misguided, they're kept in darkness. Let us try to give them some enlightenment.
Yes, but apart from giving spiritual enlightenment, are you also concerned for people's physical well-being?
That is automatically done.
And how would you go about doing that? Would you help
just like
the sick people?
You have got a car to drive on. So, naturally, you take care of the car also. But not that you identify yourself as this car. That is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that. They're taking too much care of the car, thinking that the car is one. He forgets that he's different from the car, he has got different business. He cannot eat the petrol and be satisfied. He has got different eating.
Mm.
But these rascals, they're thinking that petrol is also my eating. And they're drinking petrol and dying.
I see, well,
petrol is meant for the car. And for you, there are so many fruits, flowers, milk. But if a man thinks that I am the car, I must drink this petrol, that is doomed.
I see. There's two things, if I could perhaps just bring up. One is a quote that we had. I was given this literature by some of your people before I came, in which one of the things you say is that religion without a rational basis is just sentiment. Can you explain that to us and the converse of it, which...
That's like the most religions, they say, we believe. What is this belief? You may believe something which is not naturally correct. That's like some of the Christian people, they say, we believe there is no soul of the animal. That is not correct. You may believe because you want to eat the animal. You have discovered philosophy, but that's not the fact.
How do you know the animal has
you
a soul?
You can know also. What is the difference? How do you distinguish that the animal has no soul and the man has soul? How do you distinguish? How do you say the man has soul and the animal has no soul? How do you distinguish?
I believe this Christian religion do it.
Again,
because
believe,
their scriptures say...
Don't believe. When you say that the animal has no soul, but you believe or you know that man has soul. So what is the distinction between the man and the animal you find so that you say that the animal has no soul? What is your scientific conclusion? How do you say that animal has no soul?
As far as the Christian faith is concerned,
again,
doesn't it
you
know,
why are you bringing Christian?
Well, I thought you quoted Christianity. But as far as the Christian faith is concerned, don't they quote
their
scriptures?
Then it is misleading. As soon as you say that we Christians believe, then it is mystery. It is not scientific.
Well, how does it become scientific?
Scientific because the animal eats, you eat.
Mm.
The animal sleeps, you sleep.
Mm.
The animal have sex, you have sex. The animal also defends, you also defend. Then what is the difference between you and the animal? Why do you say there is no soul?
I can see that completely, but what I'm maybe querying is, for instance, the Christian scriptures would say that...
Don't make Christian now. Simply just try to understand that animal eats, you eat.
Mm.
And the animal sleeps, you sleep. The animal have sex, you have got sex. He also depends. When he's attacked, you also depend. Then the behavior of a living being is the same. How do you say that the animal has no soul? Why do you say like that? Irresponsibly.
I see what you're getting at. But is that also
what
part
is your
of the...
answer, first of all?
Well, my
apart from your believing as Christian, as we are talking, as a scientist, how do you deny this animal has no soul?
But ultimately, you're basing all your faith there, surely, aren't you, on your reason?
No, no, no. It is quite argumental on logic that the animal can eat, you can eat. The animal can sleep, you can sleep. The animal can have sex, you can have sex. The animal can defend, you can defend. So why do you deny this poor animal soul?
Well, perhaps if I put my point perhaps a slightly different way. If this is a hypothetical situation, but if you by your reasoning could imagine something that seemed contrary to the scriptures that you were reading earlier.
Again, scripture, right? Being scripture.
Well, I'm referring to your scripture, not...
Not my scripture. It is common sense talking.
Yes, but everything that you...
Forget that everything. Come to the common platform for understanding. The animal is eating, you are eating. The animal is sleeping, you are sleeping. The animal is defending, you are defending. The animal is having sex, you have sex. The animals have children, you have got children. You have got a living blood, they have got a living blood. So why do you say, if your body is cut, there is blood. If the animal's body is cut, there is blood. So, all the similarities are there. So why you deny one similarity?
Okay, well let's take it
analogy. Analogy means points of similarity.
Yes.
So, this is logic. You have read logic?
Yes.
There is a chapter, analogy. Analogy means points of similarity. If the points of similarity are so many things, why one similarity should be avoided? That is not logic. That is not science.
But if you take that logic and use it the other way...
Otherwise there is no other way.
No, if you say...
If you are not on the basis of logic, then you are not rational.
Yes, okay. But let's start from another hypothesis. If you say the animal has no soul, then...
How can say?
No, hang on. If you started off by saying that, then you'd have to say human beings would have no soul, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And therefore...
If you accept human being has soul, you have to accept animal has soul. If you accept animal has no soul, then you know.
Well, what proof have you got then that a human being has got a soul?
That is your business. We say everyone has soul. The animal has soul and the man has soul.
But if you're going to be rational, you've got surely
this
to prove...
This is rational.
Yes, you've got to prove that a
all the
human
parts
being
of similarity,
has soul.
Analogy. Therefore, the human being has soul and the animal has soul. By points of similarity.
Yes, I can see the point you're trying to make about similarity, but what I'm asking you is, what proof do you have that a human being has a soul?
That is, I have already begun. As soon as the soul is gone, what is left of you is this beautiful body. Who cares for this body? You throw it out. Kick it out. And now, if I touch your hair, they will fight. That is the distinction. The soul is there and soul is not there. As soon as the soul is not there, it is nowhere. Useless.
I see. But so what part then?
Therefore, you have to study that these At the present moment, people are so dull-headed, they are not taking the important point, that this body 1 minute ago, it was so important, and now it has no value. If you kick on his face, nobody will say. But they have no brain to understand what is that thing missing, that it has become so unimportant within a minute.
Mm.
They have no brain. These so-called scientists, philosophers, are all dull-headed. It is very abominable condition of the society. There is no man with real brain.
Are you sort of writing off all scientists because they fail to understand the spiritual dimension in life?
Yes. It is scientific, everything scientific.
But you were
science means knowledge, full knowledge.
But you were a chemist yourself, were you not, in secular life before you took up the position?
You have to become a very big chemist. Any common sense man can do it. Of course, I was a chemist in my previous life.
So presumably you think that science is also important, even if scientists are being dull-headed?
Important so far. Not all important. Not all important.
I see. Can I come back to a question that is interesting to me, and that is, when we were differing a few minutes ago, you were saying don't bother, you know, don't bring the scriptures in, use common sense. But what part do the scriptures have in your religion? How important are they?
Our religion is science. As we, when we speak that a boy, a child grows, a boy, it is science, it is not religion. Every child grows to become a boy. What is the question of religion? Every man dies, what is the question of religion? And when a man dies, the body is useless. What is the question of religion?
But
it is science. It is science. Either you Christian or Hindu or Muslim, when you die, your body is useless. This is science.
But religion must
you
come
cannot
in short
say
in some way, doesn't
that
it?
We are Christian, now the body is dead. Now, we don't consider it as dead. We believe it is not dead. No, it is dead. Either you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it is dead, it is useless. So, when we speak on this basis, that the body is important. It doesn't matter whether it's Christian body or Hindu body or Muslim body. So long the soul is there. When the soul is not there, it is useless. It is applicable to everyone.
I think I'm being a bit explained. A bit confused. What I'd like you to explain is,
we are trying to educate people on this basis.
But that's a, if I understand you correctly, you seem to be educating people on a purely scientific basis.
Yes.
So where does religion come in to it in at all?
Religion means also science. But they have taken religion as faith. I believe. Religion means, actually religion means, just like in the dictionary you find, what is the religion?
Obeying the Supreme Person.
Yes. Religion means to learn how to obey the Supreme Control. That is it. So you may be Christian, I may be Hindu, it doesn't matter. But we must accept there is a Supreme Control.
I'm sorry, we seem to have run out. Are you happy to carry on for a few more minutes? That's.
I have that reference.
Huh?
That
yeah.
In the dictionary. It says, human recognition of superhuman controlling power.
Just see.
And especially of a personal God entitled to obedience and effect of such recognition
this
on conduct
religion.
And mental attitude.
This is religion. So, this religion is applicable to everyone, any human being. Why do you bring Christian or Hindu or Muslim? Everyone has to accept that. That is real religion. And this is not religion. We believe there is no soul of the animal. That is not religion. And that is most unscientific. That is not religion. Religion means scientific understanding of the supreme control. So now if we accept the supreme controller, then if you violate something, what's the punishment? Immediately you have to accept. As soon as you accept the supreme controller, so immediately as you violate the laws of the supreme controller, immediately you are punished. That is nature's law.
Can you say a bit more of that just for the tape?
Yes.
You were saying that religion is obeying the supreme controller.
Yes, religion means to understand the supreme controller and obey. That's all. Just a good citizen means he understands the government and obeys the laws of government. That's a good citizen. What is the difference between bad citizen and good citizen? The bad citizen means he doesn't care about the government. I don't care. That is bad citizen. That is irreligious. If you are bad citizen, then you are irreligious. If you are good citizen, then you are irreligious.
Would you, in your opinion, is it impossible for somebody to be a scientist and not to believe in God?
Unless he is a rascal, he cannot say that. Scientifically, you have to accept God. You cannot deny God. Just like the example I give sometimes, just like you see, there are so many living entities. Beginning from grass or anything. There's so many living entities coming out of the material elements. Some of them are coming from water, some of them land, some of them coming from air. Like in fire also. So the material nature is giving birth to so many living entities. Because the material nature is the mother. And all these living entities are children. So where is the father?
I don't know. The father is God.
You must know that must be father.
Hmm.
I may not know him, but without father, the children cannot be brought into existence. This is science.
I see.
First of all, try to understand this. The mother is there. The children are there. So there must be father. This is scientific. So who is the rascal scientist who can say, no, there is no father? He's not a scientist, he's a rascal. How can deny the existence of father? You may not see him and may see him. It doesn't matter. There must be father.
So it's would you completely write off anybody who says that there should be a step of faith? And would you, in other words...
No faith, it is fact.
So you would say that science can prove that God exists?
Yes, here is the proof. Here is the proof that there is children. There are children, there is mother. So there must be father. This is proof. It doesn't require much proof.
I see. Can you tell me what you believe to be the meaning of life? Why do we exist in the first place?
Meaning of life means to... enjoy. But we are in a different platform of life, therefore you are suffering instead of enjoying. But if you come to the real platform, then you enjoy. Because here we see struggle for existence. Everyone is struggling. What is the aim? What enjoyment of life? So therefore life means enjoyment. But at the present moment, our life is not enjoyment.
At the present moment, our life is
not? Our life is not enjoyment, suffering.
Suffering?
Yes.
Mm.
Do you admit or not?
You're saying that at the present moment we are all suffering?
Yes.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Yes. Then the question should be that I want to enjoy, why I'm suffering?
Mm.
Then you will have to mold your real life. Then you'll enjoy. And that is spiritual.
I see. Can you explain to me then, perhaps finally, just some of the stages you go through in this spiritual life? sort of from somebody being a new devotee to Hare Krishna, what are the mental or the spiritual stages you go through?
As they follow the principles, they realize that yes, I am advancing. Otherwise, why they should stick? They are also educated, they are a young man, and they are coming from respectable family, they are not dull-headed dogs. So, why they are sticking to this principle unless they feel, yes, I am making progress.
And what's
just
the...
like you are hungry, and if you are given some food stuff, you eat, which every morsel of food you feel, yes, my hunger is satisfied, I'm feeling strength, I must go on till I am fully satisfied. It is like that. It doesn't require certificate from others. He will feel himself. Yes.
Yes, what I'm asking you is, say, maybe if you could explain to me how you personally, the different,
we
the different feelings...
We simply suggest that you follow this method and you will advance. And if anyone follows, he advances. That's all.
Mm.
Our, I am teacher, my business is to give them direction. So if they follow the direction, their business is successful.
Yes, but perhaps you could explain to me the different feelings that you've gone through in your life. Is that possible?
Everyone, why? Everyone. So long one is in ignorance, there are different feelings. When one is in knowledge, and that is permanent feeling. Suppose a man was in ignorance, he was committing a theft, and he suffered. And now when he has come to knowledge that this business is not good, he does not anymore steal, and does not suffer, that's all.
But there must be different stages that you go through, is that
yes,
not correct?
Yes, different stages.
Can you tell me from your own experience
yes,
some of these different stages you've been through?
One stage is that you are inquisitively trying to understand, and this is the first stage. This is called Shraddha, that you have got some faith. So, what is this movement? Let me study. So this is the beginning. Then, if you are serious, then those who are cultivating this knowledge, you mix with them. Try to understand how they are feeling. Then you will feel, why not become one of them? When you become one of them, then all your misgivings go out. And then you become more faithful. And you, then you get a test. Why these boys are not going to see the cinema? They can go, other boys are going. So they never ask me. Neither they like to see him. They hate. The taste is different. Why they do not eat meat? Go to the restaurant. The taste has changed. In this way you make progress. One way, taste is changed, then God realization, then love of God, the perfection.
That's fine.
That is one. Love of God. That is first class religion. Not that ritualistic ceremony, I believe, this belief, that is not religion. That is cheating. Really, when you develop your love for God, that is perfection of religion.
Perhaps finally then I could ask you, do you ever have any doubts?
If I have doubts, I am preaching. That means I am cheating. And now I am writing so many books. Do you think a man with doubt can produce, on doubtful condition, he can produce so many books? Do you think like that?
Well, I don't know, I just...
But you should know.
So you never doubt any of this, anything at all?
Yes, sure.
That you found the truth.
Usad, Hajjat, Nishchaya. find out this one?
Utsaha nishchaya daryat tat tat karma pravartanat sangha jagat sato vritte sadbir bhakti prasidati. There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. 1. Being enthusiastic. 2. Endeavoring with confidence. 3. Being patient. 4. Acting according to regulative principles, such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. 5. Abandoning the association of non-devotees. And 6. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service.
Everything is there.
And you're sure that this is the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Hare, give me a prasad.
This is just a
deck prasad.
That's lovely. How do I eat it with a spoon or?
I can eat it.
How's the normal way to eat it?
Well, we can eat the spoon.
We can eat
a spoon. Is there a spoon?
Yeah. Is there really? Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
There's no rule for taking prasad.
What's it made of?
This is called halva.
I did not.
It's been farina and ghee. It's cooked.
Cremulated butter.
Most of our preparations are made from milk products. Therefore, we are so much fond of cow protection. It gives the basic principle of palatable foodstuff. But these people, they do not know. They simply cut the throat of the cow and boil it and with salt. They do not know how to kick the cow and take milk from it and prepare hundreds and thousands of nice things. And there's lack of civilization. That's like all the, what is it called, aborigines. You find an animal, kill it, and eat.
Yes.
They do not know how to utilize them. Must have an animal. We keep cows, we take milk, and from milk we make yogurt, we make ghee, and from ghee we prepare so many things.
What do you do with the cow when it dies? Do you just bury it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If the cow eaters can come and take it free of charge.
Well, let me know, you know.
You can get the skin free of charge. In India still, there is a class. There, when the cow dies, they're called chama. So he comes, take out the animal, dead animal, and they eat the flesh and take the skin, make shoes. They get everything free. There's no question of going to the butcher's place to purchase. So this much patience they have not. Now, we want to eat this cow, all right, let us wait till her death. No, immediately. Let's see, what is civilization? And cow is giving milk. She is mother. Killing the mother. Do you think it is civilization? Mother who has given you milk in your childhood and maintained your life, and because she is old, cut her. Is that good civilization?
Seems silly, doesn't it? I think you're keeping cows here, is that?
Yes.
We have got many farms all over the world. They are living very happy. Have you got some pictures?
Of the cows?
No, our farm.
Of our farms.
On that. Living very simple life in your country. I meant to say America, you know.
In my suitcase.
Very simple life. Put grains and milk. You can prepare hundreds of nice food, full of vitamins, nutritious. But they do not know how to live civilized life.
No, it's very nice, but she's here.
Yeah.
So our cow is this man. You see?
Mm.
And here's one of our farms in West Virginia, in America. There's over 150 cows at this farm.
Don't get it back.
Sorry, Shulba. There's a wasp. I just wanted to catch it.
They don't lose anything.
Did you find the English weather cold?
Huh?
Did you find the English weather cold?
Because I'm old man. I'm not a young black like you.
And you think it's more because of your age and... I mean, you've got used to a sort of colder climate than India, have you?
Oh, yeah, accustomed to tropical climate. Well, this heat does not disturb us. The cold disturbs us. We can tolerate extreme heat, 20 degrees, 120. But we cannot tolerate 50 degrees cold.
That's cold.
Yeah.
That was very good. Thank you very much.
Why young men are attracted to
you? Thank you.
Then question.
Why?
Why young men are attracted in this movement?
What is the answer?
Huh?
What is the answer?
Very simple. Young man is brain slave. They're not sophisticated. Therefore, very simple, very nice.
Mind is more open.
Huh?
Mind is more open.
That is it. But they are not so simple, because they are young.
Not quite so defeated by material nature.
There is time.
There's some more pictures of our farms, about 18 farms.
So we have a whole film that shows this farming project. It's very nice.
This is the...
You come here every Sunday. I'm
beginning to see a film.
You come here every Sunday. Take our this prasada.
I'd very much like, if I could sometime in the future, perhaps to come and interview some of the people who are here.
He's the president. You can see. He must come out. You can see.
Yes.
That would be possible sometime maybe to spend a day up here and talk to some...
Yeah.
You can leave here comfortably.
Yes, it's like you can spend the whole day with us, you can stay overnight, we have a guest room, very comfortable.
Yesterday George Harrison came, he stayed with me for a whole day.
Yes.
Sorry?
George Harrison.
Yes, I know, I'd love to actually to have met the two of you together, which would have been very nice.
He came yesterday and lived with us the whole day.
The magazine also has a nice article about the case against the animals.
He has given us this house, George Harrison.
Mm.
Yeah.
It feels very good, isn't it? It's a lovely house, isn't it?
Yeah, they're amazing.
How do you find it in winter? Do you find it difficult coping then, or is it...
Well, I do, because I'm from the desert, but our British boys, of course, appreciate it. When it gets over 75, they immediately become frustrated with the heat.
Which desert are you from?
Well, from the California desert.
Oh,
I shall request you, you're a young man, just try to study our philosophy, and as your journalist, try to do some good to the people. That is your duty.
Well, certainly, we try and present both other people's views and, you know, what...
Don't take it as a sectarian religious system. It is very scientific understanding of spiritual life.
That beware of the undefeatable reasoning and logic of the Hare Krishnas who will steal away your children. Because we argue so nicely, because Srila Prabhupada has trained us up very perfectly, because he also is the perfect teacher of this Therefore, the students can learn that way. So when we argue, people become afraid because it makes so much sense.
They accuse me, kidnapper of children. Well, what is my kidnapping method? The young man, they understand philosophy. What I can do, kidnapping? I have no money, I have no strength.
It exists purely as a charity, isn't that correct?
Yeah, purely non-profit.
Which must make it difficult sometimes. Is it?
Not really.
No, it's done out of love, so it is not at all difficult.
No one requires any payment. Rather, the payment is the fulfillment that they're experiencing.
But how about the electricity bill and people like that?
Oh, no.
I mean, where do you does the money
stay? Krishna gives us the money.
Yeah. There's no scarcity of money. We are selling our books daily, $60,000 worth. So we have one sufficient income to maintain the whole industry.
No one takes any personal benefit. All the money is used for the furtherance of our principles.
Besides, that's when you require a nice house, or somebody gives, just like God has given us. Similarly, you have got many houses. One boy, his name is Alfred Ford. He is the great-grandson of Mr. Ford, Henry Ford. He has given us 2-3 very, very nice properties.
Yes.
So, the money, there is no scarcity, and Krishna is everywhere. If Krishna has given this, he will give. Yes. And that is very happy, actually.
As far as books go,
within 10 years, nobody can expect to construct a house like this in a city like London. Is it possible? I mean, if he's a very big businessman.
Mm.
Not only one, there are so many. It is all Krishna's
master. I don't know. Is this worship that's taking place downstairs?
Yeah.
Is
it? Yes.
Good, yeah.
It's very nice.
I can show you the...
You can see the deep...
Yes, go
ahead.
You can
thank
see
you.
The science in action.
Very
thank
much.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Hi, Krishna.
I see he was quite intelligent. He was asking good questions because he was following the conversation.
Yeah.
He was better than most of the interviews, anyway. You're very expert. You capture them,
yeah,
and then you guide what they're going to say. It's perfect.
I was just noticing that when you finish speaking to somebody, although he's bewildered, all of a sudden he understands and he becomes amazed. I mean, that happens with me also. It's just, it's the most fantastic technique. He's so patient.
Like that man from the Associated Press, you forced him to stay on those two analogies until he understood. For 10 minutes you explained that the car and the driver until it finally got through to him. Then when he finally had some realization of it, then you again gave him another analogy about breaking the bricks in the prison. And again you forced him to stay on the same subject matter. And you do it in such a way that they think that they're asking very good questions from their own intelligence. Actually, you've already captured them.
It's like taming wild animals. The perfect animal trainer.
He says that breaking the bricks is the business. I say, the sooner you give up this, then you are happy. Kurvis. The Kurvis want this.
Breaking bricks.
Breaking the bricks. They think this is civilization. Brick, more brick, bring more bricks and break it. That is civilization.
And then when we tell them that this is not your business, they ask us, why aren't you breaking bricks?
You are punished. You are being punished in this way. Actually, I saw in New York, big building, they break it again, another skyscraper. You don't have business. breaking the bricks. That's all. They think this is very good music. Once constructed, again break it. That's child, children. They make a sand house and break it again. This is a occupation.
But there's nothing else to do for them.
Yes, that is the difficulty. Now see, there is no soul. Why no soul? How foolish it is. We believe. You know, we believe something nonsense, it has to accept. Where is the defense of analogy?
They have to give up.
Analogy, the most, the points of similarities are there, it is perfect. That is the logical conclusion. Everything is there, similar. Why should you deny the other? How does it never be? Come on.
He was a little bit confused. Because, first of all, you quoted Shastra. You said everything was from Shastra. Then again, you said, forget the Shastra, this is logic. he couldn't figure out how they both came into play. And then at the end, you said that religion is logic.
Yes, then if you have to accept the supreme authority, then as soon as you violate, you are punished. Very common sense.
It's because they're so conditioned by this man-made religion. They think the scripture that they read is something that's made up.
The death of the chain.
Yeah. It's a belief, that's...
Whatever they are suitable, they make. But he cannot control over the supreme control. They have no brain. And they are going on under the name of religion. All these are skills. Therefore, they are all cheating. If you believe in the supreme controller, how you can change whimsically the law given by the Supreme Controller?
If you actually know God, then...
Yes. That means it is fictitious. You don't believe in God.
We have to get you on every radio in the world, probably. Huh? We just have to put you on the radio everywhere.
You do it, I give you the idea.
Oh, there's so much... Everything you say is so wonderful. It's just... We have to put you on the radio. These people, they have no idea.
I say all these things because I always think of it.
Yes.
I always think.
If you don't forget Krishna, then...
Yes, you always think how to talk with these demonic people that Krishna has given you to.
This is the most difficult welfare work.
They don't want it.
Not difficult, it's the easiest. But this is asking me not take the easiest.
That's the difficult thing.
They have made it difficult. Accept the Supreme Controller, everything is clear. Accept the Father, everything is clear. There is Mother, there is children, no Father. How does that be? How you can be? No experience, and still there is persons, no one. Then you show me the Father, no, what is nonsense. If you do not see the Father, does not mean that there is no Father. Father must be there. You may not have seen, that is the matter. And you can see the father, because the father is maintaining the family order. That was his father. From the simple analogy, just like father gives money to the hand of the mother and she maintains the children's comfort. Similarly, whatever comforts we are getting from the nature's gift, we say, that is the judgment of the father. I am not saying of the Jesus. Clearly said, father gives order. Nature's do this man, do this man. He is deserving and punishing that man. Don't give it. That's why nature is not supplying water. The order of Krishna. Let them suffer. That's a plan. You cannot take it. Father's order.
Yes, we have some grapes. Sorry,
grapes are sometimes they are sour. What other?
Pears, apples, bananas, watermelon.
Banana is very good.
Yeah.
Give me apple.
Pear also?
Yeah.
I'll try the grapes. If they're not the same, I'll bring some.
Keep that part. They are opening a hospital for giving medicine to the Satan court. And where is the man's medicine? Washing the Satan court. Laundry work. We do not know that the man within the Satan court requires different treatment, he has got different necessities, different life. If I simply watch the Satan court, doesn't mean the man is happy. Then the common sense. Yes, we are supplying petrol to the car. You must die. And said, to give food to the driver who will drive. Then the petrol is there. This is very different. We are supplying petrol. That's all. Will the driver eat, drink petrol? And they have no knowledge. He requires spiritual food. But these rascals, they do not know it. They will say the petrol is sufficient, both for the car and the driver. This is very
They are always maddened by lusty desires.
No long pravattak kurute bhikaru. Very, very kiss-kissable desire. Keeping the whole human society in darkness. तथे विदुषार्थ गते हैं विष्णु वैरत्वानि बाई मेटीरियल एडजस्टमेंट दैट आई थिंक एवरीथिंग विल बी डन There are two different things, matter and spirit. The spirit requires spiritual food. Keep in the right place. Keep higher. Thinking like it is another religious system, like Christianity. So they are so poor, they are giving up one system and coming to another system. Why they should come at all?
No.
There is no necessity.
No reason.
And what advantage I'm giving?
In fact, quite a few disadvantages. You say we can have sex life?